We have to have a balanced budget by July 1st, so we will meet that requirement. Our budget director, Kelly Glenn, has proposed a budget based on what we know right now and some assumptions. The two big assumptions you make in your budget is your enrollment and the foundation allowance that comes from the state of Michigan. We can take an educated guess at our enrollment, and then we have three proposals from the Senate, the House, and the governor, but all three differ in terms of what the increase would be for next year. So right now we're betting on the governor's number, which is higher than the House's number, but lower than the Senate's. It's a moving target at this point, and we're hopeful that the legislators will have their work done prior to when our budget needs to be set on July 1st. Their budget doesn't need to be set until October 1st. We work with it every year. With the House, the Senate, and the governor from the same political party, one would expect that they would come to a conclusion knowing what our timeline is, and that's what we're hoping for. We believe that we can get done what we need to get done and still hold a 12% fund equity.